And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And Leah said, Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, What is your occupation? Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And he said unto his daughters, And where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come. And God came unto Balaam at night, and said unto him, If the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. And Balak said unto Balaam, Did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? Which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites call them Emims. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites call them Zamzumims, which Hermon the Sidonians call Sirion, and the Amorites call it Shinar. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. Then the elders of his city shall call him, and speak unto him. And if he stand to it, and say, I like not to take her. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thy days approach, that thou must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and of treasures hid in the sand. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and went northward, and said unto Jephthah, Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didst not call us to go with thee? We will burn thine house upon thee with fire. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and to call peaceably unto them. And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. Then the king sent to call Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests that were in Nob. And they came all of them to the king. Then said Absalom, Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Then King David answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And King David said, Call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. That thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many. And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was coming unto him, he said, Take up thy son. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests. Let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints wilt thou turn. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God?
Chief Musician on Neginoth, a Psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord?
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies.
Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call.
Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names.
He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me.
His name shall endure for ever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search.
So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name.
For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee.
In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them.
Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily.
O, give thanks unto the Lord.
Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people,
because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth.
Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man, to call passengers who go right on their ways.
Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her.
Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son.
Then said the Lord to me, call his name Mahershalal Hashbaz.
And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth.
And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah.
Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity.
They shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing.
I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as a potter treadeth clay.
One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob,
and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
And who as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people?
And the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them.
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel.
For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not,
and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord. And they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations that shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. But I said, How shall I put thee among the children, and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, Thou shalt call me my father, and shall not turn away from me. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider ye, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name. And should ye be utterly unpunished? Ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, cap against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Set ye up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Minni, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, Is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths. But he will call to remembrance the iniquity, that they may be taken. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother,
And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. The Lord said unto him, Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And she conceived again, and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, Call her name Loruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Then said God, Call his name Lo-Ammi, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, saith thus, Wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, Alas, alas! And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. But then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people. And they shall say, The Lord is my God. Whereas Edom saith, We are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation for ever. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, God with us. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples, He be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. He saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And Jesus stood still, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I should do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews?
And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled, and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. As he saith also in Osi, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, call to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And if he call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.